From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,065th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring the young sheriff, Baron Young.
Will I ever get used to be in your old I watched you walk away from me so long ago. I didn't know I'd loved you when I let you go. And just to think that I'm the one who set you free. Will I ever get used to being your stairs as I walk by. I hang my head down low so they can't see me cry. They say there goes a man who lives in memory. Will I ever get used to being your own? Got no one to help me pass these lonely days. Night time comes, I just can't keep the blues away.
Far in your dreams, your lovely face is all I see. Will I ever get used to being your old used to be? I've got stairs as I walk by. I keep my head bowed low so they can't see me cry.
They say there goes the man who lives in memory.
Will I ever get used to being your own used to be?
That's our star, Farron Young, and one of his brand new Capitol records, Your Old Used to Be. Thank you, Farron, and welcome once more to the Grand Ole Opry. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thanks to you, Grant, and it's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, we got a great show lined up for the folks tonight, but before we call off their names, we want to take just a minute to tell everybody about the new award our show has won.
Yeah, isn't that something wonderful, Grant? You know, folks, we're just as proud as we can be. We're about to bust at our seams because yours and our Grand Ole Opry has been selected by TV Radio Mirror as the, and I'm talking about TV Radio Mirror, the magazine of television and radio, too, remember that, as the best country music program on the air.
Well, you can read about it, folks, in the big April special award issue, with pictures of our own Cousin Minnie Pearl, Art Carney, Red Skelton, Dinah Shore, and many others on the front cover.
And our special thanks to TV Radio Mirror and its publishers, I.S. Mannheimer and editor Ann Mosher. But right now, Grant, what do you say let's tell the folks about our lineup for tonight?
Right. Well, first off, we have Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell.
Chet Atkins, String Bean, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle with Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers.
And if that wasn't enough, as special guests, that laughable, lovable group, Cousin Jody and his country cousin. And Jody and the cousins will be with us in just a few minutes. Right now, it's time we introduce that weather expert who says he just knows that it's raining cats and dogs because he just stepped on a poodle, the sage of East Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
Thank you, Grant. Howdy, Farron. How are you, buddy?
Well, I don't think I know who you are, fella. What in the world you come running out here on?
Oh, you know me?
No, I don't know you either.
Oh, listen, man, I'm a famous personality. I'm on radio, TV, I'm in the movies. Every Saturday night I come out here on the Grand Ole Opry and tell funny jokes.
Oh, now I know.
Good.
Minnie Pearl.
No, June Carter. Hey, make a little announcement. The management asked me, there's been a lot of confusion here tonight. Is there anybody in the house, did anybody in the house lose a $10 bill? Anybody? Oh, you did? Good. Here's a penny of it. I just found it.
Get smart with the people out there in the audience here.
Ain't nobody wants to see smart antics. Just behave. You gonna keep it up one of these days, somebody's gonna haul off and just knock your head off.
I like to have a fight a while ago out, I was out in the back there.
Yeah?
Some guy walked up and called me a sissy.
A sissy?
Yeah, called me a sissy.
What'd you do to him?
I hit him with my purse. Say.
Anything I hate's a smart aleck. You always come in here every Saturday night and a smart.
You know this girl that's backstage there, that tall job? I'm kind of interested in her. She looks pretty good.
Listen, my boy, you better take it from a man who knows and stay away from that tall girl.
Yeah?
Because I happen to know she's going to wind up an old maid.
Wind up an old maid?
Yes, sir.
I've been out with a lot of old maids, but I never could get one wound up. Hey, I want to tell you this. I was out with 9 different girls this week.
You were out with 9 different girls?
9 different girls.
9 girls, all told?
No, one of them kept her mouth shut.
Oh, don't be shocked. Listen here, Archie.
Listen, I'm
up here trying to do my best, and you come out of being smart, Ellie.
I'm taking that tall job home tonight, anyhow. That girl back there, I'm going to take her home.
You going to take her home?
Yes, sir.
Well, that just shows that you're not a man of your word.
Why is that?
I distinctly remember you telling me one time that you never would take a girl home or never would go out with one who hadn't been kissed.
Why, I wouldn't. I wouldn't drive a girl home that had never been kissed.
Well, brother, I happen to know about that girl backstage. She's never been kissed.
Yeah, and she ain't home yet either.
Get off the stage. Get out of here.
And thank you, Archie Campbell. And now it's my pleasure to introduce our guests for the evening, the folks who have figured out just what it takes to get along in the world these days, Cousin Jody and the Country Cousins.
Right.
Bring them on.
Hiya, Jody.
Hi, sure.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here with us. Hey, what in the world is all this that Grant Turner's coming on with over there about you got the whole world figured out or something?
Well, it's a fact, Sheriff. You know, all that anyone ever needs nowadays is just a little piece of land and a television set. And as soon as I get a hold of my pick here, I'll show you something.
A television? I'd like to hear about that. Go right ahead.
I will get a 20-acre farm and a television set. Said she needed a television set.
Here's to the poor old bald-headed men wearing the mark of a rolling pin. They'll have more if they don't agree
to get a table fitting for the television set.
Oh, that's tough, Jody. Ain't that
It is now, buddy, I guess.
Here's to the boy who needed Irene. He drank too much in the moonlight beam. She wouldn't say goodbye for Robin.
She learned that he had a television set.
She
learned that he had a television set.
She learned that he had a television set. decency.
Oh, I'm telling you the truth. But say, Grant, I called a fellow at the Weather Bureau to find out what the weather's going to be like tomorrow, and guess what he told me?
Well, warm, I hope.
No, sir, he said it was so cloudy he couldn't see the tail.
Oh, well, you never can tell, Farron. Weather is mighty uncertain. Not at all like Prince Albert's smoking tobacco. Week in, week out, year after year, Prince Albert is the mild and mellow smoking tobacco. It's got a smooth and easygoing taste that most smokers prefer. And that goes for pipe smokers as well as roll your own men.
Yes, sirree, and Prince Albert's always fresh. You never get unpleasant hot spots in your smoking. That's because P.A. is crimp cut, to pack right and burn cool and steady.
That's a fact, Baron, but neighbors, the proof is in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
So whether you're a pipe smoker or a roll-your-own fan, you'll like Prince Albert for a real satisfying smoke.
And that's Prince Albert, neighbors, America's largest-selling smoking tobacco. Now here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle along with all the Tennessee Travelers to call the tune for the Fast Square Dancing. Huh? Thank you, Tommy, and dancers, that was wonderful. But say, Farron, with all the special honors floating about tonight, how about you sing us one of the songs from that big new Capitol album of yours, Garden of Prayer, My Home, Sweet Home.
I'd be glad to, Grant. Here is one of our favorites. With the help of the boys, here's one called My Home, Sweet Home.
Walking along life's road one day, I heard a voice so sweetly say, a place up in heaven I'm building thee, a beautiful, beautiful home. Home, sweet home, home. Where I'll never roam, I see the light of that city so bright, my home, sweet home. Life's day is short, I soon shall go to be with him who loves me so. I see in the distance that shining star, my beautiful, beautiful home. Home, sweet home. Home, sweet home, where I'll never roam. I see the light of that city so bright, my home, sweet home.
Beautiful song, Farron, I know. The My Garden of Prayer will be a favorite album with all our listeners.
Oh, we certainly hope so, Grant. You know, and speaking of favorites, what do you think about our next entertainer over here? He's a favorite of everybody's. Here he is playing the hot marking bird, Chet Atkins. What I call a wonderful job. Chet Atkins, and thanks a lot. Right now, it's time we introduce another one of our Grand Ole Opry greats. And in case you don't know all about her, well, so you can read pretty much the story of her life and see full page of color pictures of her in the April issue of TV Radio Mirror magazine that we were telling you about a little while ago. Here she is, the gossiper of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Here. Farron, has anybody told you that's a mighty pretty suit you've got on there?
Well, thank you. It's a brand new one. Bless you.
Well, it's beautiful.
Thanks to Mr. Nudie.
Well, it's mighty pretty on you, too. I love the way these fellas wear these newfangled...
I love that pretty dress on you, too.
Oh, go on, Farron. Well, don't go too far, either. Well, sir, we're doing a bunch of big talking tonight about the write-up in TV Radio Mirror, and I brung along something else that's come out here this past week. Farron, have you seen my new album?
I've not only seen it, I have one, and I think it's one of the greatest things in the world.
Well, Minnie, thank you. I made this album and had a lot of the nice folks that were down here at the Grand Ole Opry just before Christmas to be here at the time I made it from 6:30 to 7:30 on Saturday night. And it's in your record stores. It's all the news from Grinder Switch. It's just talking and all the jokes that you've heard me tell over a period of years, and some you haven't heard me tell. It's got my picture on the front of the album, all colored up there. Land knows you could take this and put it out in the field, and the crows would bring back corn they stole 5 years ago. That's right, you could. Them crows would run, I'll tell you. Well, we've had a nice time here recently, except for the cold weather. Oh! I never seen nothing like the weather that we've had at Grinder Switch, and I reckon it's about the same all over. Oh, my, it is so bad the other night that Hezzy couldn't even get over to see me. I couldn't hardly get over to see him. And when the weather wasn't too bad to keep the big wedding from taking place there at Grinder Switch this past week. Oh, it's the prettiest wedding. Lena Holby and Jed Wimble got married up. And, oh, she looked so happy when she come in there. I don't blame her. I know how long she'd been after him. Me and her started about the same time. She outrun me. But the feller that she was marrying, he didn't look too happy. Uncle Nabob said when he looked at him, he whispered to me, and he says, "You know what a wedding is? A wedding is the price that a wolf pays for his whistle."
Oh.
Well, sir, after it was all over, they had the nicest reception. Oh, all of us young folks went over there. And they had it was all kissing the bride and kissing the groom and kissing the bride and kissing the groom. And sister kept on kissing the groom. And I said, "Good gracious alive, sister, you're so skittish. What do you mean? Don't you know where girls go that just kiss every feller they see?"
Sister said, yeah, I know where they go. They go everywhere. Bye now. See you next week.
Here's Farron Young for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. It's the precious
Prince Albert,
mild and mellow.
That's P.A.
Cool and steady burning.
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavored and cool and steady burning. Prince Albert, that's P.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffing. And you find that P.A. in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh. Somebody once said that you could take the boy out of the country, but you'd have a hard time taking the country out of the boy, and I guess that's right. At least it's true of our guest, Cousin Jody, who came into town late the other day, and he had a terrible experience. Listen.
Hey, let me out of this dead place of jail. I said, hey, let me out of this
jail.
Hey, let me out of this
jail. Wait just a minute. Right. Tell me something, buddy. How come you in jail in the first place?
Hey, well, just like this here, Georgie.
You better sing first.
Oh, sure. I'm supposed to sing. One day I saw a pretty gal just standing on the street, and since I am so handsome, I thought we ought to meet. I walked right up to her and said with a silly grin, now how about splitting a banana split? That's why I mean the shape I mean.
He didn't know she was a police.
Oh, I do now.
He didn't know she was a cop.
Oh, that's the meanest
woman. He didn't know she was a police.
Till she hit me and I went a flippity flop, a flippity flop.
Oh, Jody,
wait a minute.
We sent out for a doctor, but they brought back a nurse. And when she looked into his eyes, he felt his liver burst. She opened up his mouth and her hand right down his throat. And when she pulled it out of him,
she had a blue policeman's coat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He didn't know she was a policeman.
Why do that?
He didn't know.
Till she hit me and I went a flippity flop, a flippity flop, a flippity flop.
Oh, she put some knots on that old ball head, huh?
Got him right up there.
And now that it's all over, he's got just this to say. Don't try to split a banana split or you will look this way. And if you see a pretty girl, just look, think and stop. Cause underneath that old sack dress,
she might just be a lady cop.
Cause underneath that old sack dress, there might just be a lady cop.
Thank you so much, String Bean. Yes, sirree. And right now, neighbors, here's another one of our favorite Grand Ole Opry fellas, the Kentucky Wonder himself, String Bean.
Well, you already been uptown when that even train come down. You're gonna hear the whistle blow 500 miles. I'd walk in these times with the tears in my eyes. I'm trying to read a letter from my home. Hear the whistle blow, how lonesome she sounds. Lord, she blow like she never blowed before. If this train runs right, she'll at home Saturday night, about 500 miles away from home.
Ah, thank you very much, String Bean.
Baron, we want one last song from you before we have to go, but right now, I'd like to take just a minute to ask you about your future plan.
Well, so next week, Graham, we're going to be out on the West Coast visiting with the neighbors, and then about 2 weeks out there, we'll be up in the Northwest looking at them.
Well, all the luck in the world to you, Farron, and all your gang. Now let's have that new Capitol record of yours. I'll be all right in the morning.
I will. Here it is.
Well, last night I found myself forgetting you, having in the arms of someone new. I buried all the dreams I had of you, so I'll be all right in the morning. Well, I'll be all right in the morning. I never thought that I'd get over you. Well, I'll be all right in the morning. Cause tonight I finally found the love that's true. Another love, another heart, another dream, another star, another life for me begin to dawn. Tomorrow memories of you will be gone, and I'll be all right in the morning. I never thought that I'd get over you. Well, I'll be all right in the morning, cause tonight I finally found the love that's true. Another love, another heart, another dream, another star, another life for me begins to dawn. Tomorrow memories of you will be gone, and I'll be all right in the morning. I never thought that I'd get over you. Well, I'll be all right in the morning. Tonight I finally found the love that's true. Yeah, tonight I finally found the love that's true.
Well, so neighbors, that's about all she wrote for tonight. It sure was a pleasure having all of you wonderful people here at the Grand Ole Opry. And you'll want to listen again next week when the old candy kid himself, everybody's friend George Morgan, will do the honors. And the wonderful Wilburn brothers will be along as his guests. Till then, this is Farron Young saying thanks to everybody, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
More now fun, enjoying it less.
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you looking for flavor and mildness?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
The best tobacco makes the very best smoke.
Have a real cigarette.
A real cigarette.
A real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette.
A real cigarette.
A real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to Armed Forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.